Welcome, everybody. It's the Non Mean Show. It's your favorite co-host, Shoot the Artist.
And your new co-host, Nazreen, the Sea Moss Queen.
And your favorite host, No Face Rel. And, you know, we got a full staff today with production. So I want to give a warm shout out to Tim and Michael for joining the staff today. And, you know, we got Jeremy over there. He's helping them, showing them the ropes. So back there. So shout out to Tim and Michael, man.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, it's March. It's Women's History Month, you know. So we're going to pass it off to Nazreen to introduce another wonderful queen.
All right, let's get right into it. So today, I chose somebody from the fashion industry.
Nice.
You know how I like to keep it out here in these streets. You always popping in this with the clothes. So who I chose is Miss Grace Jones.
Okay.
Now, she's been brought to me on so many different occasions, so I decided just to look her up and see what she was about. And she is a stunning woman from the island of Jamaica. She was born there, and she moved to Syracuse when she was young. And she started her modeling career out of Syracuse. Isn't that interesting? And so she got signed to Wilhelmina Modeling, and apparently they ain't like her look. They signed her, but they ain't like her look. So she went to Paris and popped off.
Wow.
Started modeling with YSL, not the label.
The clothing line?
Front. Kenzo, she's been covered. She's on the covers of Vogue, been on the cover of Elle. And an interesting fact about Miss Jones is that she is banned from Disney.
Mm. Why?
For life.
What?
So, Miss Jones decided that during one of her performances, she was going to flash the audience and spark a doobie.
What? What? Oh, no.
Nah. And he was like, nah, we can't have that here in Disney. This is a family park, ma'am. This is a family park. You got to go.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So I just want to shout out Miss Grace Jones for being herself and pioneering for all young girls to just be you. And no matter what, even if they don't like you, you're still going to be an icon because she is a fashion icon. She is an actress. She's a model. And she has paved the way for people like Rihanna, Lady Gaga, even Solange. Okay. Look after this woman.
Word?
Yes.
That's fire.
She is a pioneer for everybody, for all the brown girls. So shout out to Miss Grace Jones.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Cool, cool. So we're going to be jumping into the community insight for y'all folks. And I'm seeing that was a busload of healthcare workers coming from the city. And, you know, they've just been complaining about pretty much the underpaid and then overstaffed conditions that they're dealing with.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
Since the pandemic. So they came to voice their opinion to the governor, and I'm hearing that, you know, the governor is that, you know, there's going to be some updates on the conditions, and they're going to provide better, you know, conditions for the workers and, you know, better pay and then have other workers as well. So we're going to take a look at what's going to go on with the healthcare situation.
Nah, that's a fact, because on Tuesday, you know, sometimes, you know, some of us take the bus. It said it was a detour on the route because it was the nurses protesting. And it said that on the Google Maps for like a week. I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? So I'm like, they still protesting? Oh, man, come on now. It's crazy.
Albany Med don't got many people that want to work. I mean, and they're short staffed.
They're not paying their people.
So for them to be overstaffed and not getting paid, they're short staffed and not getting paid in Albany. So
I mean, overstaffed.
For them to put their foot down, yo, we need assist us.
Yeah, something. That's
they're
a fact.
Out here doing it for us, and we need to help them.
You know, and getting in, staying into the corruption going on into the city, you know, and I won't say corruption, but more like false promises, broken promises. You know, we got the director of the Albany Museum downtown, right? In 2015, he promised us a $14 million renovation with a 35 square foot in a renovation for extra art exhibition space. We in 2023. Where is it?
Where that though?
Where is that though? Where did the money go? It's like, did you? My thing is, it was like, did you have the money and then you squandered it? Because it's 2015. The pandemic didn't even hit yet. So, like, the economy was good.
Yeah.
Or were you expecting to get that $14 million in funding?
And projected funds?
That didn't pull through and you announced it too early and you didn't secure the funds yet, you know? Either way, the community doesn't like it.
Yeah, definitely not.
You promised the pipe dream, sir, if that was the case, and you could rectify that.
Yeah, you know, so if you go to the museum now, you know, despite how it looks on the outside, a lot of people are starting to see the depreciation that's going down on the museum, you know? So hopefully we could get that back better, because if you look at Albany right now, we don't have a lot of tourist attractions, and the museum brings a lot of revenue to the city. So if one of the main attractions of the city is not being upkept and being updated, how can the city survive in the tourism sector, you know? So let's get it right.
That part.
Cool. So that was the community insight for y'all folks. So now we're looking into the hot topics this week. So I'm hearing Blockbuster is looking to make a comeback.
What?
Bruh.
Blockbuster?
So first thing you think of
tap
is...
Tap me in with that.
Blockbuster?
So
Blockbuster?
Yeah, the guys who had the VHS and the DVDs, like, first thing you think of is how, you know, like... How you gonna come back?
Everything's digital now.
You got Netflix, Hulu, all these paid subscriptions. How y'all gonna come back? Well, they're taking a new spin on things. So they said, basically, they're gonna be the bank, and VHS and DVDs are gonna be currency. So basically, you bring your VHS, your tapes and stuff, and your DVDs there, and they're gonna give you cash value for it. And then now they're gonna
go to the thrift store right now.
So they're gonna be starting off just building their way up as one of those rent-to-own type, but it's going to all come from the consumer, you know, from old videos and DVDs that we have in our homes right now. So how y'all feel about that?
What's the one store where you could bring your clothes in, like Goodwill or something?
Yeah.
You could bring it in and buy the clothes.
Plato's Closet type?
Yeah, Plato's Closet. So it's like a electronics Plato's Closet for like... old, like, for tangible content.
Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting. I'm finna go get all the old, so there's this thrift store I know, they got all these old, like, VHS. I'm finna go clear them out. They're like a dollar some change. I'm finna take them to Blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
What y'all gonna do for me? I got all the vintage ones. Come on.
My thing is, I haven't brought a DVD in, like, the last X amount of years.
It's crazy because I really was in the thrift store and I bought a VHS. So I have bought
You got a VHS?
It was a while ago.
VCR.
Yeah, VHS.
I know what
VCR,
it is.
But yeah. But I purchased one. I bought, was it Liar Liar? Great movie. I don't know why. I just wanted to use a VCR.
Wait, that's what Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Jim okay.
Yo, I ain't see a Jim VCR Carrey since like
05. Yeah. Yeah, I ain't see one since prior 2010. You know, that's cool. You know, shout out to Blockbuster. Who's the CEO behind it? You know, is Blockbuster publicly traded?
That. That's interesting.
Can we invest in it?
They did announce that on their Twitter, so.
I gotta get a Twitter. I'm disconnected.
I mean, my thing is, if y'all know about where the current status of Blockbuster is right now, they only have one store in the whole U.S. right now, in some little, small, far off, in the pocket cut town.
It's really popular there, though.
Yeah, you know, there, like, it's to the point it's a tourist attraction. So they probably made enough money off of being a tourist attraction to where they could start slowly but for surely.
Mm-hmm.
And the people there in the community going to be first come, first serve with the with the new cash, the currency. What, I got 100 of them?
Exactly.
You gonna give me $5 for each one? That's 500? Oh, yeah.
I want that. Thank you.
Or it might be like some rare, I don't know, rare VCRs.
They might take your VHS, turn into an NFT, and put it in the metaverse, and then every time somebody rent that VHS, you getting paid. That might be the thing.
I don't know. That sound crazy.
What sounds crazy can always happen in real life.
So. Nah, true. I feel you on that. Facts, true. You know? So, getting into the craziness that's going on in the world, you know? We got L.A. experiencing some...
Their weather.
Crazy, unusual weather systems that they haven't, they never seen before. You feel me?
Heavy on the systems part.
Yeah, systems, you know? So, recently, they just got hit with, like, a massive flooding, like, hurricane-type situation that hit mostly, like, the northern part of California and stuff. You know, California is a big state, you know? Also, they just got hit with a tornado.
In L.A.
So right now, the National Weather Service, the service people, you know, they're investigating on where this tornado came from.
HARP. They know.
Yeah. I mean.
They know.
They do. They definitely know. And if you know out there, y'all, if y'all know. That when tornadoes are formed, you need a certain weather condition to happen. You know, you need some warm, you need some cold air to be swirling around and be in close proximity for a tornado to even happen. You know, the ways hurricanes form is just basically the same thing happened, but on water. So it's like, is it that cold or hot? Or was it because the mixture of the California fires that's still going on, that's burning, mixing with the coldness from the water and flooding, that's hitting them and creating a tornado now. You feel me? You see all the different things that's happening, that's cause and effect. Let's pray for our fellow California Americans. You know, get up out of there as soon as possible.
For real. Like, y'all need... No funny, though.
True, true. So, we seen that the Securities and Exchange Commission is suing a couple celebrities.
Yes, sir. I seen that too.
We got like Lindsay Lohan, Little Yachty,
Akon, Soulja Boy up on there.
Jake Paul.
Yes.
So we got a crypto company called, what was the name of it? Tronix.
Tronix. Yes. Okay.
Tronix. So they are merging on the market, and basically, the owner, his name is Justin's son, and he's basically getting sued as well by the Securities Commission.
Yo, they going after everybody.
Well, basically, he was doing a lot of manipulating.
And, the price?
Yeah, as far as with the celebrities. He was promising them different things. And also, the celebrities got sued because they failed to disclose that they...
Getting paid.
They was getting paid, you know. It was a paid promotion, you know.
Yeah, instead of something that they just use and invest in. Right.
So... Everybody in that whole situation just got, like, sued and had to pay, you know, substantial amounts.
Not all of them, no. I believe Soulja Boy and another young man in that, they didn't agree to that. They didn't pay that. They was like, nah.
Well, with Soulja Boy, he the one that, like, endorsed the Tronix.
Yeah, so he's like, I'm not paying.
So he invested into the whole situation. So that
so was, his situation was different. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a different. Paid promoter.
He did not settle at all.
That's crazy, because also the SEC is suing. They're not suing Coinbase, but they just sent Coinbase basically a report saying that, you know, y'all better be on y'all P's and Q's. We watching. Y'all better keep within regulations. You know, also the SEC, they suing Ripple Labs, and the lawsuit been going on for almost like 2 years now. You know, the lawsuit started January 2021. We in 2023 now. I'm just waiting for the lawsuit to be over, because I brought some of the cryptocurrency Ripple Labs.
So your money's just sitting there.
Yeah, you know, it's called XRP. I can't move it. I can't do nothing. It just sits there in limbo, and I just look at it. It could go up, it could go down based on the coin, but on Coinbase, they don't support that coin no more, you know, and that's my primary coin provider right now. It's Coinbase. So
you tied up in there.
So once the SEC, well, once Ripple Labs wins, hopefully they win, they could free up the money, and hopefully the price of the coin could go up because more people will be able to use it, you know, so... For all my people getting into these new financial markets, do y'all research because the SEC is on everybody. You know, you got the SEC, you got the IRS, you got a lot of these entities watching you and what you do with your money, how you get your money. You just got to be smart with it and report it. Yo, I made X amount of money. Oh, they be like, okay, pay taxes. Okay, cool. Oh, yo, I'm somebody's want to pay me an X amount for cryptocurrency. What's the procedures for that, you know? Right. And then you could be good. As what No Face just said, they got caught up because they didn't disclose what's really going on. Now, if you told the truth from the beginning, if something happened like this where you end up in a court case, you got a more valid reason. You're like, nah, I told everybody I was a paid promoter, you know? So if they chose to invest in it, that's up to them. I told them, listen, they paying me. I'm a spokesperson.
There goes that whole saying, what you don't know won't hurt you.
You know? And keeping on the financial, it's a financial and a community insight. You know, we got a major player, NY Community Bank in New York City. They're going to buy Signature Bank that just failed recently. Hmm. So that's a good look, you know? Usually in these situations, like with SVB, the reason that they went under, they wasn't able to find a buyer in time or someone that was able to loan them the funds or however you want to go about it. So, yeah, shout out to NY Community Bank for saving Signature, you know. I've seen a lot of banking mergers recently, especially like in the capital region. We got CEFQ and Capcom come together to create the division of Barview.
This may be just like a way to secure their investments and their funds, and why not? Because once you merge together, you know, it aids more protection. So a lot of banks probably were going to start doing that just to keep everyone so right up under their wings and no one thinks anything's going to happen to them. So that's a smart move on the banks' behalf.
Yeah, you know, and what's the saying? If you can't beat them, join them, you know? So, and especially right now, what's going on, it's a lot of regional banks that's going through the turmoil. So, for example, Capcom and CEFQ is regional. It's to the capital region. Once you go X amount of miles any direction, you start seeing different type of other banking or what they call them?
Credit union.
Yeah, credit unions. Thank you, you know?
True.
So, yeah, y'all, this episode, we getting into economy talk.
Economy talk!
Okay, you know, we gave y'all a lot of preview, but basically, we just going to be talking about how banks runs, you know, what interest rates are and how they affect the banks and what's going on. Basically, some of the reasons why SVB Bank and Signature Bank failed. Mm-hmm. You know, so before I get into it, do y'all know what interest rates are?
I have no idea.
Well, I know that, you know, the interest rate is basically a payment that, say for example, you got to pay $100 of a loan.
Yeah.
And they put 3% interest on it. Now you got to pay $103 back to them, you feel me? So you're paying them $3 on that $100.
That's a fact.
So that's basically the interest.
Okay.
You know? So yeah, you know, yes. So let me give you a little more in-depth explanation of an interest rate. You know, so basically the interest rate is the cost of borrowing money. And it's usually expressed as a percentage, like No Face just said, of the borrowed amount. You know, it represents the amount of interest that a lender charges a borrower for the use of their money. So, for example, say you have a local company, right? They want to borrow money from the bank. The bank could put whatever amount of interest rate they want. Okay.
So that's like your people's borrowing money from you. You can tell them, wow, you can have this, but you got to pay me back interest.
And that's where the concept of like the loan shark came into play because of people give them killer interest rates.
Yeah.
You not know? The killer.
Heavy on the killer.
You know?
Bruh.
So basically, interest rates are influenced by a variety of factors, including inflation, supply and demand of credit, and government monetary policy. They can have significant impacts on personal and business finances, affecting everything from mortgage and car loan payments to credit card debt and savings account earnings, you know, because at the end of the day, everything that functions needs money. So especially in the business world, a lot of money is borrowed. You know, so just the interest sector, a lot of banks make most of their money off of the interest, you know. So if they don't have new people coming in to make that interest off of them, they going down. So like in SVB's case, right, their main customer base were tech companies, right? During the pandemic, we saw a boom in tech companies, a lot of tech jobs, work from home, remote jobs, you know, so they got a little... Plus, a little stimulus pack, you know, a big stimulus pack from, you know, big oomph. So now the economy is getting back to normal. People are really entering the real world, and a lot of these companies are shutting down. So with a lot of these companies shutting down, they're losing customers. They're losing money. But on top of that, their existing customers, they're not as profitable as they're used to, so they need to take money out the bank to stay afloat, to pay their basic expenses. They don't have a lot of money coming in. So now if you have this on a bigger scale, it's only a bound of time until things is going down, you know? But also, you got to look on the back end. The thing that happened with SVB and Signature Bank is they both is involved in very risky markets, you feel me? SVB main focus was startup companies in Silicon Valley, you know, high so risk. They didn't really diversify their target audience, you know. So, and then with Signature, most of their investments was deeply in the cryptocurrency market,
which is,
you feel me,
which is a risk itself.
Yeah, it's very volatile, highly risky. So if they didn't participate in these risky business models, they could have still been afloat. But on top of people taking their money out, on top of them losing customers, and then on top of them putting X amount of money into some risky assets, it's a formula for destruction.
Definitely.
So it definitely got crazy, you know?
Now one point I gotta add is, like, far as with them, it was a couple investors that took their money out like a week before the whole situation went down. Like, was those people that was, like, more higher up, or...
I mean, they definitely were people that were...
Had better insight.
That were involved in the company. And you can tell the insight of the company. Like, based on the factors I just said, if you put it on the graph, you can see...
I heard there was, like, a leak or something. Like, somebody got wind that they was getting ready to go under. And so...
Yeah.
The up-ups started taking their money out. And then that just started trickling down.
Exactly. You know? So you had some founders that was able to get most of their money out the bank before it really got crazy. You got some people that ain't find out till the day of. They waking up, going to make their
Friday
daily
was
deposit.
Crazy.
Like, what happened? Where's the money?
30,
what's going on?
30 million, 40 million, $60 million tied up in a bank. You can't even touch it.
Yeah, and you only insured up to $250,000.
Crazy.
Come on now.
$250,000.
Come on now. It's crazy. So I'm going to just... go in and tell y'all a couple things that banks do with our money, you know, how they function, you know. So basically, banks make loans. We know that, you know, they use the deposits they receive from us. You deposit your money to make loans to other borrowers. So say 100 people go deposit they $100 to $1,000. Now this business owner, whatever, has a business that could be economically liable for the city. Now they're going to take some of your money, all y'all 100 people money, and give it to them as a loan. Now if he pays that loan back, then y'all have y'all money. Now if he defaults on the loan, where's the money at? It's lost now. You feel me? So now you also got banks that earn the interest, you know, like we was talking about, they earn the interest rate on the loans. So now if you're not able to pay your payments on time, they can increase the interest rate. So now that $100 you was paying steadily goes up to $200 now because you're paying 20% interest rate to the point they hand you $60
on the money that you gave them.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like some fraud?
You know, and then that's the also the bad part. It's like if the banks was able to really take some real profits from what they're making and give it back to the people that's depositing their money into them, they'll see a lot of customer retention. But if I'm putting my $1,000 in your bank account and I'm only getting 1% APY, that's horrible. But you just made $3,000-$4,000 off my $1,000. You can't give me.
You didn't even tell me 300? You made that.
Yeah.
You can't give me a couple hundred. I'll be okay, a couple hundred. Cool. But that was my money. It's like I gave the bank a loan.
Yes. I'm the banker.
Yeah. You know, so. Exactly. If y'all go back and do your history, you know, no, I know it's economy talk, but the economy got a lot of conspiracy with it, you know? So if you do your research on it, they said the real reason why the Titanic sunk was because it was some higher elite people on the Titanic that needed to go in order for the Federal Reserve to be created, you know? So it was some people that was against the Federal Reserve. They ain't want that. No J.P. Morgan and his bag of goons, you know, because he paid everybody to do anything. They had to get them out the way in order to set up the Federal Reserve. So go do your research, y'all. It get crazy.
It do.
You know, that's why we in the current state of what it is. Because back then, people was aware of what banks are doing today. People knew that.
Yeah.
Why you think back then a lot of us got
the money in the bank?
Exactly. We got a lot of grandparents that put their money in the mattress.
Right. You know what I mean? They used to call them crazy, but they were smart.
Exactly. But what they didn't know is that the best way to put your money is to have it working for you. Go start a business with the money.
Making money.
Get hit with inflation. And guess what? Money is tangible. It rots. It gets moldy. It crumbles after a while if you don't have it securely airtight. Mm. How many times you heard stories people digging up money and it's you can't molded. Even use it.
It's like waterlogged and nasty.
I got $1 million under here. I can't even... You feel me? So, also for number three, banks manage risk. So, banks must manage the risks associated with making loans and investments. They use various risk management techniques, such as diversifying their loan portfolios and setting aside reserves to cover potential losses. So, in the instance with these two banks, they didn't diversify.
Just kept their money in one pot.
Yeah, right. For the most part. And then it's like
catering to a small market that couldn't really get no funding from other banks, so they created their own market.
Exactly, you know. So between the weakened tech sector and the weakened crypto market, they was only bound to go down. And plus, they was already participating in risky business models. So they did it to themselves. That's why the feds is not bailing them out. They're letting them go under. But the people from SVB and I think from Signature, they're getting reimbursed or their money from the Federal Reserve. So that's one good thing they're doing for the people. You know? And the last thing that banks are going through, you know, banks are heavily regulated by the government agencies to ensure they operate safely and soundly. You know, regulatory requirements include maintaining minimum levels of capital, following lending guidelines, and complying with anti-money laundering, you know. So in order to even start a bank up, you got to go through all types of trials and tribulations and regulations. So the fact that you went down, you know what you they're yeah, not going to save
it.
You
yeah, you've seen it.
Like right. Come on now, you can see the trends, you see the trajectory. So you know, that's the economy talk, y'all. Be careful with your money. No, do your research on where you're going to put your money.
True.
Absolutely.
You know, but the best way to put your money is to have it working for you because inflation is real. And if it's just sitting in a bank account and the bank account don't got at least 3% APY, it's going to be worth less and less and less. It's always good to have money on side, but don't have all your money in one place. Come on now, diversify is the name of the game.
Yes, sir.
Facts, you know?
Facts.
I had a quick little tidbit I wanted to add.
Throw that in there.
I came up with something last night.
Facts.
Mind-blowing. So last week, we talked about that giant blob in the ocean. Y'all remember the giant blob?
Oh, yeah.
It's creeping up on the coastline. I bet y'all didn't know that giant blob is edible.
I'm not eating that, but yeah.
No, listen, Linda. So I did a little research on what this blob is, and it's called a sargassum. It's a brown microalgae. Now, it's already eaten in countries like Japan and Korea. Mm. You know they're known for their health and eating all the proper foods and whatnot.
And they see.
And they're seaweed. They're known to eat it, and their skin is amazing, and their health rates are up the roof. They don't. I've never been to an Asian funeral. So, with that being said, the sargassum micro seaweed is high in essential amino acids, beta carotene, vitamins A through K.
Dang, okay.
So, I'm laying in the bed just chilling. I'm like, yo, send some boats out there. Go organically harvest this renewable source of food. Dish it out to the countries that are starving. I just saw world hunger.
That we need a round of applause.
I just saw world hunger. And y'all worried about getting nutritious food out to the people. The sargassum macroalgae is high in nutritious nutrients. Mm. The people need this.
That's a fact, y'all. And the thing is, a lot of reasons why a lot of people's hungry because they don't have access to food, but they also don't have access to the tools to grow their own food. A lot of their land is wretched. It's not good for growing at all.
And this grows in the water. And you feel me? It's renewing itself. So I done solved two problems, actually, because apparently this giant blob is deterring tourists from going to the beach. Well, if you clean it up and disperse it, people know they get to eat it, and the beaches is clean. Now you get to do tourism, money flows, and everybody eats.
In fact, you could create a whole new
harvest
industry.
I'm wanting something.
Industry where you got.
You better watch out now.
Hey, listen, it's a lot going on in the world.
There is. On top of that, there's a recent food recall going on. Did y'all hear about the recent food recall with the strawberries?
I heard a few.
Yeah, the frozen strawberries at that. Yeah.
Frozen
strawberries. So the major player right now is Trader Joe's, because you know Trader Joe's is everywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody eats at Trader Joe's. There's a particular brand, I don't remember exactly the name, but it's distributed amongst all over the country, and it has like salmonella traces in there. And they demand that people who have the product is to take it back to the store immediately. But here's a little tidbit. Instead of it being the strawberries, it's the tropical fruit blend at Trader Joe's. So while they're promoting always strawberries, no, it's the tropical fruit blend as well. Get rid of it. Get it out your house.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's terrible. Horrible.
It's getting critical. You know? It's getting critical. It's a lot going on. And you're talking about California and their wacky weather, but they're doing something actually pretty good. They're working on passing, I don't know, is it Bill 46, to get the use of harmful chemicals in our food banned. Mm. So, if you already know, they already have like a marking on a lot of the product that comes out of California.
Yeah.
It says that, oh, this may cause cancer or this may do this. Everything already has it out of there. And they recently put a ban on like Tide and Gain and another soap because it had titanium dioxide in it, which is known to cause cancer. Mm. Who won't use Tide or Gain?
Dang.
Yeah. So, they're trying to save the people, but if you... The irony in them trying to save the people, look what's happening to them.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
It's good and bad.
Yeah, you see how that works.
Yes.
You know, you want to be healthy, but you won't.
You trying to save the people from not depending on big pharma while we're trying to kill them? Nah, California got to go.
I mean, even going back, as a result of all of this, people just need to start learning how to grow their own stuff right now.
Grow your own food.
And it's like, it's this giant seed company called Monsanto. And basically, what they started off as a chemical engineering company, but then they slowly got into bioengineering. So they started genetically modifying their own organic seeds to plant and stuff. But what they did was create the pesticide to go with it. So if you don't got the certain pesticide to use with the certain seed to buy from them, your crops is susceptible to, you know, pest, the
like that
certain stuff
modified.
Like that. So yeah. But then it gets deeper to where you have to buy the seeds from them. You can't just grow it. You gotta buy it from them. And then, yeah.
I don't like that codependency nonsense. I don't like that. That's making literally making you dependent on that company to provide you with the seeds that you need to grow your food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You know, and they target, it's mostly out in Asia right now. You know, it's some farmers out here in the U.S., but we got like a bigger like pro-organic movement for people to do their own stuff. But out in like India, they take advantage of the...
Right, hitting up the areas that's like more remote.
Yeah, they hitting them poor areas. Farmers. Yeah. You feel me? No, we got
excellent... don't have no access to nothing. Yeah. So here now you're dependent on us with our genetically modified seeds that you don't know what we could potentially do to it.
And you got to buy the best that's hot.
And you got to buy our chemicals to kill the bugs that may be attracted to this the genetically modified seed because you don't know what we put into it. Yeah, you miss me with that.
Yeah, you know, they slowly becoming the first seed monopoly. Mm. And I read something where it could get to the point where they could have their own great value version of every plant in the world. Or every seed or anything,
horrible.
To the point right now, it's like at least like 5-10% is with Monsanto seeds because a lot of the farmers is using them. So when they got produce and harvest, now we eat Monsanto.
Yeah, they send it to the grocery stores.
We create our own genetics and we don't got to depend on that. That's crazy.
If you could learn reverse bioengineering, that would be cool. Yeah, let's put some more nutrients instead of taking nutrients out.
Right.
That would be cool.
That'd be so elite.
Create some new, everything be a super fruit.
Right.
True.
Come on now with
it. No. Or you could take the sargasm.
Sargasm.
Put that in some compost to give it some extra nutrients for whatever you grow.
You're saying that. And do you know they actually do that?
Yeah.
They actually use the microalgae as a fertilizer for the soil to keep it elite.
Exactly. You feel me? So it's no excuses now. So y'all getting the sauce.
Y'all mad that it's in the ocean, but y'all ain't doing nothing with it.
Straight sauce.
You know?
Let's talk about some next critical mention to mention. Rest in peace to Willis Reed.
Oh, man.
So he was a basketball player on the New York Knicks in the 70s. And, the New York Knicks only got 2 championships in the 70s, and he has those 2. Rest in peace to Willis Reed, the captain.
That's a fact. Rest in peace.
So, you know, we're going to jump into the would you rather to lighten the situation up for y'all folks.
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Yeah. All right.
So my first one today is would you rather have the best house in the worst neighborhood, or would you rather have the worst house in the best neighborhood?
Worst house, best neighborhood for me.
Yeah.
I'm taking worst house, best neighborhood too. Only because, that neighborhood, I know somebody in there going to help me fix this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be right.
Versus vice versa. I know somebody on this block might try to rob me.
Definitely. It's definitely going to rob me.
Especially, I think people move at night. You don't move during the day when it's, especially in the summertime, and you move to a new block or the neighbors, everybody see everything. No, you move at night.
Exactly.
I feel like we all agreed on the same, the same choice. Cause it's like,
I'd rather that, rather. So this would you rather, it's an economy one, but it's something that the society is going to turn into one way or another. Would you rather a cashless society or a cardless society? So society where it's just cash, no card, no electronics. It's like the 90s, 80s again. Or a society where it's just cards. There's no cash or nothing. You either swipe it or you tap in or using your eye, your hand, something. There's no cash.
I'm going to wish it was cardless because it's way easier for me to spend with my card because I'm like, I got money there. So it's just like opposed to the physical money in your hands, you like, all right, you looking at it like, all right, I got $10 left. So, like, you very mindful of spending that $10 opposed to having $10 on your card. You might just go swipe it.
I got a spending problem.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
I got some money right now. It's itching to be spent.
Like, subconsciously, you just spend that, So,
I would go with the
cardless society. Just because, like I said, I got some money right now I'm ready to spend. This is right. I can just feel it burn a hole in my pocket on a card. And if I had it in cash, I'd be like, you know what? I don't want to see this pile go down. We're going to just keep this.
Nah, facts. I mean, me personally, I prefer the all cash society only because it's a lot of human error in today's world with the financial technology that's going on, you know. And even with like what's going on, a lot of people feel safe and secure with the technology to the point you don't think about it twice. You just check your account. Cool, it's there. You don't even have the thought of waking up and your bank don't work and what?
Yeah.
What?
I was like Usain Bolt did. He woke up $12 million poor. Thanks.
I think that was episode
the other way.
2, 3, 1?
It was one of them.
It was one of them. So he did it to himself with that. That's a fact.
Usain Bolt, he invested in that company and he
$12 billion
poor. Ha. Did it to yourself. Mine, would you rather? Let me think. I had thought of one, but I just changed it. So, would you rather wear designer or local fashion?
Oh, local. Oh, Dave.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go with local.
All right, do that.
Oh, yes, sir. Big local fashion.
Yeah, I like to support, you know, the local brands because, you know, I know how it is starting up, you know, from nothing and trying to build it up. So, I'd rather support that and see that go somewhere instead.
Now, it depends on what the designer is doing, because there's a lot of designers that's giving back to the community. Mm. Versus a lot of local people that have selfish interests. They're just starting a brand that just started. They don't have no plan to create value or provide value to the community they plan to sell to, you know? Right. So sometimes I might want to go with the designer because I see the impact they're creating, they're leaving behind. Absolutely.
Now, you said that, and I definitely agree.
You know? So, yeah, I'm gonna have to go with... No, I support local fashion, but...
Like local designers, like people who design, who actually make and curate and design the clothes themselves, and they produce it. Not the local fashion store that got some stuff.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. The local fashion designer, you know?
Yeah.
We need you on the community, local fashion designer.
We need, yes.
You
keep
feel
them.
Me? Come outside, please, so we can see you.
Everybody's wearing the same thing.
You know, we need some innovation in the community. If not, everyone's going to go cop the new off-white hoodie.
Yeah.
For real.
You know? And then come to find out, the official name, Off-White, wasn't even really owned by Virgil. Virgil was just representing being the spokesperson. But to go do your research.
Oh, my God, what happened to Virgil?
You know? So it get crazy.
I got another one for y'all. Would you rather break your leg and, you know, you don't feel no pain, but you got to deal with, you know, having your cast in the, you know, for like 2-3 months? Or would you rather break your cell phone? And I mean, everything that's in your cell phone is just gone. Like,
oh no, break my leg. Oh God.
Break my cell phone.
Break my leg.
Yeah. Break my. So,
this leg will get broken. I can do everything I'm doing with one leg. I need everything on that phone.
As a victim of broken cell phones, her whole entire cell phone career, I'm taking broken cell phones.
No, I've been a victim too, and I don't want to be victimized anymore.
I understand that, and I respect it, but I can handle the loss of a phone. Breaking my leg, that's something new and fresh. I don't want to deal with something
I
want like
to try it. I broke a phone before. I never broke a leg before. I could have that firsthand experience. But like, you know what it's like to break a leg?
I've seen that stuff on like
and
the
guess
basketball
what? I won't feel it. I won't feel it either. Nah. Yeah, break my leg.
You still have to go through it.
Yes, I will. I'm going to go through it. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to create a GoFundMe account. Help support the one leg broken leg artist.
Have people sign my cash.
Yes. It's going to be an art piece and it's going up.
For you, it's different because now I'm going to paint this drawing and everything.
Yes. Bunch of abstract art.
I'm going to have a GoFundMe account.
It's going to have bumper stickers on it.
You know?
Nah, I'll take broken cell phone.
Be in the hospital going live on
TikTok. My memory is elite, so I can replace it. I'll get it back.
Nah.
Yeah, so. Today, we're going to go into the lifestyle in depth for you folks. So, I know we usually talk about more things related to just life and feelings and, you know, your visions and goals. But how you gonna get through any of that without money, you know? And we wanna go into the deeper side of money, and that's money management and budgeting. So we gonna read off for y'all. So most people have the wrong idea about budgeting. They think that it's all about ramen noodles in the dark to save every last penny. But the real point of budgeting is to make sure ramen noodles is not the only thing you can afford, you know, and for you not to pray that your lights get cut off. So how we gonna break off with this is, number one, make a personal budget. So first add up, you know, your weekly or your monthly income, and then look at your expenses for the month. Now you subtract that expense from your income that you get every month, and then see what
essential expenses.
Exactly. And then see what you left with. Now, if you're not left with nothing, it's best for you to cut back on your expenses or find the next income stream. And now if you do have something left over, put that in a rainy fund or put it in the savings. Put it away. Don't go spend it on something that you don't need, you know, like. So with number two, you want to track your spending. So now, do you really know how much you spend every month?
I try.
For the most part, I do, to be honest. Like,
well, a lot of people don't. So, you know, you want to be able to go look at whether it's your bank statements or, you know, just looking at wherever you can see possible to track that. And just take a look at that to be able to calculate, all right, maybe I should not go to Mr. Child's as much as I do, you know, just basically looking at the places where you shop at. So
facts. If Mr. Child knows you as a regular, it's a problem.
It's cool that you know you want to stay home, but Instacart get expensive with them delivery fees, okay?
Facts.
So go back to number one. We're going to number three. You want to save for emergencies. So you always want to have that rainy day fund just in case an emergency does come up, so you're not just left out there and just looking out for other people like to help you out, or then going for a loan which has those interest rates. So that's something you want to avoid. So put those little money to the side, and I don't care if it's $5-$10 off a check. Like,
everything counts.
Put it to the side. You'll see it build up. And then number four, you want to take care of your debt. So if you got any debt, whether it's school loans, you want to be able to take care of that. And if you seeing that you got a nice income stream coming in, try to add a little bit more money to those debts, you know, so you get rid of them quick, you know. And over time, you start to see your credit build with that as well. So it all works hand in hand. So try your best to just do that. So with number five, to close it out, taking more of a positive financial mindset while managing money could include things like keeping sight of your goals. So it could also mean taking your solution or your oriented approach and focusing on things you can control. So repayment of your debts and your spending habits. So just having that in your mind, just having that whole outlook on my money and just having that mindset of what you want to do with your money, like realistically. So just be mindful of, you know, your budgets and manage your money. And that was lifestyle. And
that's a fact. And to add something on to that, you know, since we were talking about banks, when you're looking for a bank to put your savings, you know, you need that rainy day fund, you know, look for banks that's giving out some 2%, 3% APY a year. So you could get a little bit more interest on your money while sitting there just in case you get that emergency, you know? Mm-hmm. Hopefully you don't get that emergency, but if God forbid something do happen, you can have a couple extra dollars in the account to do XYZ, you know?
True.
Or, you know, talk to your local financial advisor. It's other ways that you could have your money sit there while it don't get taxed or it won't get hit by inflation, you know? So do your research.
Definitely.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. So I feel like we passed up on the you did it to yourself. I wanted to leave it for the end for y'all folks. So you did it to yourself. So 6ix9ine.
Oh man,
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Not 6ix9ine. Oh,
oh my goodness,
man. So we see that he was at the gym, I guess, working out down there in Florida, and some guys, you know, they seen Tekashi 6ix9ine out in public. So I mean, one thing led to another. They wound up jumping him.
What? They jumped him.
Not they jumped him. Lumped him.
Yeah, so.
The memes go crazy on the internet right now.
So, you know, if y'all don't know the history of 6ix9ine, yeah, go do your research. But he was caught lacking out in these streets, so.
Yeah, he definitely did it.
When are we going to catch Zimmerman?
You know?
Exactly. Same.
That's if he's even in the country anymore.
Like, y'all got all this energy for 6ix9ine. Yeah, there are other people out here that y'all gotta run, do the rundown on.
Yeah. And then it's like for 6ix9ine, look how, like, after this incident, I hope you see how, like, the American public and society view you. Most people don't have remorse for you. They don't care about your well being. I don't think America's for you, bro. You got a lot of money. You made millions of dollars off your records. Go get your passport. Go to the UK or somewhere. You know, there's plenty of other places you can explore. You don't have to be out here. And you went to a local gym to go work out?
Just feel like it was a publicity
stunt.
Yeah,
it could
just
be.
And just for a way for him to just be relevant all over again.
Yeah,
he probably come out with another single, and this is probably going to be the lead up to that.
Yeah,
I mean,
I can see that happening.
When you don't really have substance, you have to do the most to get some recognition. Yeah. Versus if you have substance, your work, your actions talk for you.
Exactly.
So.
Right. So,
I got to get jumped to get my new single popping. Versus you got other artists, or I'm going to drop this book.
Right.
To get my new single popping.
Yeah.
You know? Doing them.
So.
Anywho.
Yeah, y'all.
He did it to himself.
Definitely did.
No, so this episode 7, y'all. This the Nameen Show. I'm Shoot the Artist.
Nazarene the Sea Moss Queen.
No Face Rail. Nameen.
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 Welcome, everybody. It's your favorite artist, Shoot the Artist, you know, and this is Peyton with Shoot. Now, today's Peyton, you know, is a very special Peyton, you know. I call this Peyton Levitageous. And the reason why I call it that is while I was making it, you know, I had a, you know, if you ever watched Harry Potter and they're like Leviosa. So I try to paint what my own Leviosa would look like if I was trying to perform a spell. Cause you know, when you see the magic come out the wand, you don't really see it. So I wanted to create the visual of what the inside magical particles look like on a close suit, so I call it Levitageous, you know. So, get out your comfort zone, y'all. This is Pain with Shoot.